Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. Die 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 have had an interesting path for a little band from Dunedin. They made their first two albums in America and were getting rave reviews overseas when folks at home had hardly heard of them. They've brought it all back home with their new album, Form, though. It's recorded here and released by the revamped Flying Nun Records. The band's Andrew Wilson and Michael Prain are with us now. Well, Michael and Andrew, welcome. All right, let's start with the name of the album. Form. Is that form as in shape?
Or form.
Form as in track record?
Form as in forming.
Form as in, yeah, we just sort of, we were throwing up different sort of record titles together as we went along. And often they can be one of the most, like, challenging things to get, you know, to finally put that last piece of the puzzle together after you've recorded and worked all that out, and it, we wanted something really simple, and like, and I always thought one word things were quite effective, and we just form came along, and it looks,
and it was like the beginning.
It is.
It's a good word.
It's a fantastic word, and it looks really good in print. So yeah. We were like, this is definitely what we want to have as our record title.
And you went with Nick Rowan to produce this one. Nick, listeners may or may not know, always known to be fairly loud on the mix. Was that part of the appeal?
No, the opposite, I think. We worked with Nick off and on since we've begun. And we just kind of struck up a really good kind of working relationship with him. And kind of the ideas which he kind of had at first were kind of not what we really wanted to do, but, you know, yeah. So, but I really think he brought a lot, but kind of more actually the dynamic and the lushness rather than the loud rock pig aspect of Nick
Rowan. Very difficult when you get a producer or whatever, and then because each band has got, you know, their own individual sound and what they want to go for, it's of course like really important to think what they've done before to get an idea, but I think when any band starts a new project with someone and they're going to be a producer, you're starting like right from scratch, and all the things that happened in the past, you know, and projects people worked off, you know, influence it a little bit. But basically, it's you starting again and like making each other sort of thinking about how you can get your own sound and what you can achieve.
Yeah, I think we were quite lucky how well we actually clicked together, because it could have gone pretty bad. We were quite apprehensive.
Needs to be lots of communication. Yeah, lots of things, and just like sort of bouncing against ideas. And I think it's when, if you're putting out lots of ideas, and some of them, of course, are going to have to be closed down. And if people's feelings aren't too delicate, that really helps the situation. Because if you get too personal on one particular thing, it can affect the whole project in a negative way.
Because you've had some pretty singular producers, you know, Steve Albini followed by Shane Carter. You know, they're fairly strong personalities.
Those guys. Steve Albini didn't really produce it. He just kind of recorded us.
Is that right? He didn't give you much input. Didn't really.
I remember like when we were recording with him, we'd be like, "Oh, what do you think, Steve?" And he'd be like, "It's up to you guys, you know."
I'm just pressing the red button.
Yeah, and then, you know, at the end of the recording session, he'd be like, "Well, I think it was as good as it was ever going to be."
Really?
Yeah.
He's he's an engineer, though.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he just smoked cigarettes and drank tea the whole time. It's great.
And you talk about like bringing new things to the project. Were you guys looking for a new sound out of the album that you produced?
I think we had changed, well, because we'd played so many shows and we'd been over in England, and we'd been writing these kind of newer, more kind of guitar-based songs. And it did. I kind of thought it was going to be the nastiest, kind of loudest record we'd done, because the demos of it were a lot harsher than. And even went right up until we kind of put the vocals on the album, it sounded like more of an assault than the other records, but then it somehow got shaped into this
Shiny pop album.
Shiny pop album, yes.
You said Lush before, and I thought that was interesting. There is kind of a Lushness, kind of more dimensions there.
Yeah,
perhaps.
But it did come, it was really weird, because I remember actually having a bit of a freak out, like after the first weekend of recording, going, this sounds f***ing horrible again. it's just all noise the whole way through, and I even took it to Shane Carter's house there to listen to it, because I was kind of going, oh. And he was like, yeah, bro, need some more dynamics. It's just too much. But somehow it got turned really quickly into something different.
I think we just worked along like the problems that came up with it that we wanted. We didn't set out to have an exact idea of where it was going to end up or the way it was going to end up. And it was kind of like lots of happy accidents that made
happy
it
accidents.
So.
Pop was thrown in there. Are you guys feeling it's more pop? Is that a fair kind of call?
I think it's pretty similar to all the other records. Like, the songs are slightly longer, but it's been the same sort of structure we've always kind of followed. But yeah, I think maybe just down to the vocals, I guess.
I kind of caught myself singing along to the BFM on it, you know?
Yeah.
and that perhaps hasn't always been the easiest thing to do.
No, definitely not. Oh, yeah, I mean, I don't know. The other albums always had two or three kind of songs.
Oh, it's also and 5 out of 5 in the Herald. You know, great reception so far. You guys pretty stoked?
Yeah. I mean, I'm slightly a bit worried because our last two albums got really kind of bad reviews in New Zealand and then really great reviews overseas. So I'm wondering if this record's going to get really great reviews in New Zealand and then panned around the rest of the world. So let's keep our fingers crossed that it could keep good reviews everywhere.
When did signing to Flying Nun, the new Flying Nun, now back in Roger Shepherd's hands, when did that become an option? Did you have the album done before you got approached? Or
that was been up in the air for quite a long time, and Roger came and listened to sort of halfway through when we were doing Form, and we sort of just tracked most of it, and he came along and listened to it, because we've known him for a while, and he was really, really liked what we'd had down, so we sort of talked to him quite a bit throughout the time, and it actually took a long time to get from sort of that point to them actually setting up the label proper.
Yeah, and it was quite a lot of to-ing and fro-ing, and I mean, it was last October we were in America, and we hadn't seen anyone from New Zealand for a long time, and we were talking to people about Flying Nun, and I think that's when everything was kind of getting all on kind of shaky ground, and everyone was going, nah, you're not going to be on Flying Nun. And I was like, well, we were talking to Roger the other day. So, you know, it's been up in the air for a long time, but, you know, it's been really good.
Does it feel like the right place to be for you?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. In New Zealand, I couldn't really imagine us being... I mean, our last two albums, we kind of just... Because there wasn't really that option, you know. I mean, they've done a great job, and I think kind of... It really is kind of where we come from musically, and also we've got the Dunedin thing as well, so it is kind of... It makes sense.
And they're very actively interested in, and you know, not just focusing on their old collection of stuff, which is, you know, of course really... great, which is really cool for us as a band and kind of a deciding factor that they want to start afresh and do, you know, separate those two things from their old catalogue and release new stuff and put a lot into it. So it seems to be working really well.
And what are the plans for getting that reaction overseas? I mean, are you guys heading over to support it?
We've got the release in Australia is soon, and the same in America and England, Europe. Yeah, so we're going to be pretty much touring for the rest of the year, starting in about a month.
As you said, you were getting good reviews overseas when people didn't really want to know you here necessarily.
Yeah.
How did that happen? Did you deliberately set your sights on being overseas as soon as possible? You had a US label, really.
We did. I mean, I think, I think it was pretty obvious no one in New Zealand really got what we were doing then. And I think also because we went over to Australia a lot and we got kind of a big, good following over there, and we got a really great agent over there, and he got us touring with kind of
really big bands like Wolfmother in America, and then it was really easy to, you know, we played in London with Wolfmother, and so we just, yeah, and just the people were a lot more open really to, you know, hearing our stuff, and yeah, it was quite strange. But then, I mean, I can kind of tell I can see both sides of the story, you know. I can see why they liked the early stuff and why New Zealand didn't, and, you know. But then I can also see why so it doesn't really matter.
Oh, well, good luck for the rest of your year with the album, because I think Simon and I are both really enjoying it.
Oh, good. Oh, awesome. Okay. Yes.
And Die Die Die's album is, of course, in the shops now. You may also want to take the kids to their all-ages show at Zeal in West Auckland on August 21st. And that's all for this show. If you want to hear anything that was in this show or in past shows, pop along to our podcast at publicaddress.net/radio. I've been Russell Brown.
And I've been Simon Pound. Thanks, New Zealand On Air.